new technologies have already disrupted the lives of taxi drivers, secretaries, and business owners, we're going to spend the next few weeks looking at what's ripe for disruption next. We start in Germany. It's Europe's largest economy, and it could lose its edge because of sluggish internet connections. From Berlin, Esme Nicholson reports on the growing frustration with one of the world's biggest telecoms.
The flourishing tech scene here in Berlin attracts talent from across the globe. At a startup incubator in the west of the city, an international team has just launched an app called Sport, which, as the name suggests, connects sports enthusiasts. Amy Cooper, who came here from Britain in June, is editing a promotional video with her colleagues. Cooper, who's 20, says that Berlin's internet speed feels like the dial-up days her parents reminisce about.
We're working in a co-working office where there's loads of startups, everything's online. We use it like every second of the day, so it's so important for us that it works and it's reliable. And most of the time it's not, and that can be really frustrating.
Claudia Engfeld from the Berlin Chamber of Commerce and Industry says 70% of the capital's businesses have complained to them about inadequate broadband. Engfeld says it's not only an issue for new tech companies, but also for the city's established engineering firms.
If you're doing 3D printing in an industrial level, you need to be fast. You can't wait 2 days till your machine has communicated to the printer to do something. This is a disadvantage that Berlin-based entrepreneurs have in comparison to other cities throughout the world.
Engfeld says connections are so patchy in some parts of the city, companies have had to move premises or ask their staff to work from home. Many CEOs point the finger at Deutsche Telekom, the former state provider, which still dominates the domestic market. Instead of installing fiber optic cables, Deutsche Telekom decided to optimize the old copper telephone wire system.
It's the technology that's a problem. In Germany, you will find almost everywhere copper cable that's not capable to go faster than 250 Mbit per second. The average reality is about 50 Mbit per second. That's quite poor.
According to the OECD, less than 2% of Germany's broadband connections are carried by pure fibre optic systems. Deutsche Telekom spokesperson Georg von Wagner insists that most customers don't need anything more.
Of course, we could have concentrated on fiber optic cables and given some people in Germany broadband speeds of up to a gigabit. But the rest of the country would only have an average connection of 16 megabits.
Wagner says Deutsche Telekom compromised by improving its copper wire system, giving the majority of customers access to speeds of up to 50 megabits per second. Tech policy journalist Thomas Rudel says Telekom's fiber optic strategy, or lack of one, was short-sighted. And he says that the government also has to take its share of the blame.
Although Deutsche Telekom was privatized, the state is still one of its major shareholders. So it's within the government's own interest to ensure that its infrastructure policies and funding benefit a major German job provider.
But it seems the government is catching on. Chancellor Angela Merkel, who only 5 years ago was mocked for describing the internet as uncharted territory, has promised to help subsidise the rollout of fibre optic broadband by 2025. For Amy Cooper at the Berlin startup Sport, it's too little, too late.
Should you really have to think about those things in Berlin, you know, one of the biggest and most important tech cities in Europe?
And she says when the internet invariably goes down, it's no use turning to your mobile. She says Germany's cell phone system is just as bad. For NPR News, I'm Esme Nicholson in Berlin.